following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. We're about to put another baseball season in the books, but there's still plenty of drama left, and you can be there to catch all the late season action live and in person. All you have to do is do what smart fans have been doing all summer. Head to StubHub, choose your seat, and get yourself to the ballpark. And if you sign up for StubHub Fan Rewards before buying, you could earn a little extra something with your purchase. So don't let your team head into the fall without you. Get to StubHub, grab your seats, and take yourself out to a ball game.
StubHub!
Guy Peterman here with a Channel 5 traffic report. Cars are flying down the southbound interstate. These bad boys are not stopping. It's like their brakes are... Look out! There goes another one! Don't you people get your cars checked before winter?
October is Fall Car Care Month at Sears Auto Center. Right now, save $25 on brake service, including new pads or shoes and reconditioning of rotors. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons. Valid for most vehicles. Regularly $144.99. Offer ends 10/27. See store for details.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door, we'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. The Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best. See that line of blockade, watch those backs move out. Heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, smooth as a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
Can you feel it?
Day by day, we get better and better, and so we can't be beat. We won't be beat. I said now day by day, we get better and better, and so we won't be beat. We can't be beat.
Empty backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it. Holds. Over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Lance Sorrell. 45. 40. Lance Sorrell to the outside. 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Lance Sorrell.
Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. And Maher drills one from 51 yards out.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Nebraska. And what would be a miraculous comeback in the final 40 seconds. Brown for the win. The kick is up. And it's good. He got it. Nebraska wins it.
28-26 is our score. Kickoff into the end zone will be brought out by Abdullah. Abdullah, a little bit of shake and bake. With room to run. What kind of speed do you have, young guy? Down the right sideline. He's got a chance. Yes. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Third down and 20. Win. Good protection, pass to the sidelines, good. Out of bounds at the 25. Todd Brown made the catch, and Quinn hit him right on the numbers.
Fake the handoff, back to throws. Martinez looking downfield, has a man out there, pass caught, touchdown. Quincy and Unwa, and the Huskers back to it in a score.
Big down, third to long five. Getting to the end zone, and very close to it was Dean Steinkohler. He's in for a touchdown.
Stretch play to Bell, trying to get to the outside. Compton hits him and drops him to the 10. What a play by Will Compton.
Backfield in the eye, wide outs both ways. And here is a fake. Druckenmiller on the keeper, loses the football. It's picked up by the Huskers, and they're going to run it in. Jason Peter for the score.
Snap back to Taylor. Fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Guns, pass, caught. Cotton, 15, 10. Bam to the 5. Dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1-yard line. Ben Cotton.
And the pitch to Warner. Gets it up about the 29. Jimmy Williams comes up with a football, and Nebraska's got it. Jimmy Williams came out of the stack with a football.
Back to throw is Cousins, holding, looking, going downfield, looking for Cunningham. He goes up, ball knocked away at the last second. Stafford was there, so was Ciante Evans.
We are ready to settle the Big 12 football championship deep in the heart of Texas. Major Applewhite back in the pocket. Eludes one. Husker is in trouble, and down he goes. Warren Kaiser was there.
And the Cornhuskers will go for two. They trail 17-15. Full house backfield. Frazier will throw. It's good. Two-point conversion. Eric Alford made the catch. Game tied at 17. Fumble.
picked up on the bounce by Keithen, and now down for Mitchell, double teamed, and Mitchell got it. How did he get that one?
Tater in the shotgun. Burkhead off to his right. Snap back to Tater. Holds it, looks, throws, pass, caught Kenny Bell. Dive, touchdown.
Sal Jones, the lone setback from the 47 of CU. Frazier takes the snap, gives it on a counter play. Jones runs behind a blocker, 45-40, 35-30, 25-15. He's gone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Option far side, back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out in a flat. Burkhead makes a catch, sits a tackle, 25-20, 15-10, 5, Rex Burkhead, touchdown Nebraska, and the Huskers are to within a point.
Holy moly, man, woman, and child did that, put him in the aisle.
Fourth down and 8, the ball at the 24-yard line of Miami, but they're down by 7.
Now Wildcat set. Burkhead awaits the snap on 2nd and 10. Marlowe in motion. They give it off to Marlowe off the jet motion. To the 35, Marlowe to the 30, 25-20, 15-10. Tim Marlowe knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line at the 1-yard line. Tim Marlowe takes the handoff for 39 yards.
Option play, the pitch to Irving Fryer around the right side. Irving Fryer could be gone. Irving Fryer, touchdown.
And good football Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this first Friday in October. Jimmy Langan, my co-host. It feels now like this is cold.
Yeah, you got your football weather on today. You only have to bring one outfit. You don't have to bring two. You know which one you're going to be wearing tonight.
This is why you run the ball in Nebraska, because of this type of weather.
Hey, you know, Doug, you know on that, Pigskin Pick'em, last week you hit 8 games out of 10. I've just, even though you're my partner and everything else,
It's a team.
It's a team, and we're together, and I think together maybe we went like, I might have got 5. I'm hoping I might have stretched it there. But, you know, 8 out of 10, that's amazing. I tell you, anybody, we could have had about any caller call in, and they were going to win.
This is what I like, though, because now we're putting the pressure on. We're getting into some real important stuff. It's $100 this week in Cunningham's gift cards if you can win. We have not been defeated since opening weekend, and you were not co-hosted on that Friday, so you and I as a team, much like Giltner, much like Kearney Catholic, much like Sutton, we're undefeated.
We sure are. I never thought of it like that, but, you know, I'm going to start I'm feeling pretty good about it right now, you know, and coming in and co-hosting, and I think together, you know, I talk to you a little bit and kind of steer you the correct way, and then I go the other way. And
I need some steering. There's no doubt about it.
This thing's for $100. You said $100.
Yeah, that's going to take the family, the friends, the co-workers, or it's going to take you to Cunningham's for food and beverages for as long as you want. It's going to be great, but somebody's got a chance. Later on in the program, you're going to get a chance to go up against Jimmy and I, Pigskin Pick'em, 10 games, no spreads. You just got to pick the winner, and then we'll have the tiebreaker on the Husker game. And if you can defeat both James and I, then you will win not only our automatic gift of the Big Dally's Duddy Combo, you will also be qualified for the 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. And you can find out more. You don't necessarily have to attend our Big Red Lunch. You don't necessarily have to be against us in Pigskin Pick'em. There are other ways to get registered. Go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com for more information. ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Husker lunches are every Wednesday. We will have a Husker lunch next Wednesday. Sean Callahan will be here breaking down Nebraska, Ohio State. Also, it's been a couple of big recruiting weekends. We're going to get a lot on that. Word is we may even have some video to show on that and a little bit more as the Huskers then go into their bye week, and maybe Northwestern still be undefeated by the time we play them. Who knows? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more on Wednesday. But today, Paul Keels, the voice of Ohio State football, is going to join us in our next segment. The segment after that, Mike Perenio, the race and sportsbook czar of the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas, because the Major League Baseball playoffs begin today. And Jimmy, as you reminded me, last time we had him on, we were talking about who's that team? Who's that team like the Cardinals last year that you might want to get on? And what did he tell us? What did we decide?
Well, he said the Oakland Athletics might be a team that might surprise you. Now, at the time he said that, it's kind of interesting. At Mandalay Bay, Oakland was 18-1. The Baltimore Orioles were 25-1.
Oh.
You know, but he did say the Oakland A's, you know, have a shot at 18-1. You know, at South Point, they were 27-1. If you wanted to investigate that, if you're real interested, you could find that.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. But you know, he made that prediction. And well, you know, the thing of it is Oakland won their division. You know, Baltimore's in a playoff game.
Yeah.
You know, so Oakland's kind of a pretty good price right now if you could get him at that nice price.
We will have baseball up until football today. The Braves and the Cardinals are pregame at 3:30. First pitch is like at 4:07. And we will follow that game until 6:30. Then we switch it over to pregame tonight for Kearney Catholic Cozad and for Adams Central Minden here on ESPN, or is it Hastings McCook? On ESPN 1460 and 1550 are our games tonight. Then later tonight, Baltimore, Texas. We'll keep you up to date on that as well. So, Paul Keels, Mike Perenio, Pigskin Pick'em, Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jimmy, though, the story here in the last 24 hours, we talked about it yesterday on the program, and then it became official just like moments after we left the air, is that we have a new athletic director in Sean Eichhorst. And there's some, as always, with any job, with any public job, some people don't like it or they're worried, and most people just don't know. We haven't got to see the guy, meet the guy. He'll be in Lincoln on Tuesday for a press conference, but the overwhelming feeling right now is what I'm getting is that people believe that Harvey Perelman kind of shoved Tom Osborne aside, because you can see Tom Osborne released a one sentence comment yesterday saying that he would help Eichhorst in any way he could. But Perelman says, I didn't really consult with Tom. I don't believe in successors picking their successor, or people that are retiring picking their successor. And apparently Bo Pelini wasn't overly consulted either. So that just seems weird to me. Even if you're not going to take their suggestions, wouldn't you at least chat with them and tell people that you did?
Yeah, you know, I guess I'm, you know, To try to pretend, you know, after being the SEM principal, and then to try to say, hey, you know, I should be.
You could do it.
Yeah, there you go. But what I guess the only thing I'm looking at it with you a little bit, I don't know what the timeline was. I don't know if they talked 6 months ago and said, hey, you know, this job could be opening up something. And this guy goes, hey, you know, this might be the one job I'd be interested in. But yeah, this isn't like where you get 100 applicants and they all put in their names and you're going through this. You go seek those people out. You know, it's a whole different deal where you're going, hey, you know, and just like the basketball guy at Colorado State University, he's happy at Colorado State. He, you know, things are going well at Colorado State. But now we're saying, hey, we would like to have you, and we put enough money on the table and enough things, and then you kind of buy a guy like that. And I think maybe the Miami of Florida guy, you know, if we didn't get him, maybe he was going to go someplace else. So maybe he's going to be a really good guy. We just don't know.
Yeah. And I thought it was comical when they asked him why he didn't hire a Nebraska guy or a guy with Nebraska ties, and Perelman said, I did that once already. And then there was a chuckle in the room about, you know, just a jab at Steve Peterson again, because Perelman did make that hire, and obviously that didn't work out. And I thought he had a really good explanation for that. I don't think that's necessary. Who knows what a quote Nebraska guy is anymore?
Yeah, he said that about Bo Pelini, I think. Then he said he'd only been here for one day. And, you know, I don't think Bob Devaney had a whole lot of Nebraska ties.
Not until,
You know, but he sure did. You know, we'll always remember him as a Nebraska man, that's for sure. But, you know, he was at Michigan, and then he went in, you know, coached at Wyoming, had a lot of success at Wyoming, and then came to Nebraska. You know, Tom Osborne always has had Nebraska ties, you know, playing at Hastings College, though, not at the University of Nebraska. You know, but he always had Nebraska ties.
Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, and we love when you drop us a Facebook message or an email to the Dent Popper inbox. Your thoughts on the athletic director hire, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to talk more about that on Monday, because there will not be a Bo Pelini press conference because there is no game on Saturday. So it is the bye week, so we'll talk more about the athletic director at that time. But this is just a wait and see, and really, how much can he screw things up? You got an athletic director. Things look like everything's in a good place right now at the University of Nebraska, and he is going to follow Tom Osborne, but Tom really come in to just kind of settle the program down, and he did a great job of that, at least according to Husker Nation. So we'll see how it works out.
You know, Tom, made some changes. Like you said, going to the Big Ten was a big change. You know, and I, you know, if you look back at that, we were not really pleased with the way Texas was kind of running the Big 12, I think. So we were looking to, hey, you know, we're just not as happy as we thought we might be in that thing. So, like you said, any change you make is something. But it'd be amazing if Tom would not have made that change. A guy from Miami comes in and he makes that change, how maybe the people in Nebraska would support that compared to somebody that had been there for you know, quite a few years.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about that. High School Hall of Fame is this weekend, and we'll talk about that a little bit as well as time permits. 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN is the phone number. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line, and we go to Wood River. Our buddy Ernie is standing by. What's going on, Ernie?
Am I the only one that Harvey makes really nervous? It just kind of makes my blood get kind of icy and cold, and you just... He kind of reminds me of somebody else when he's up there. I mean, yeah, Tom probably wishes he was a little bit more involved in this, but this is my decision. I mean, the guy reminds me, I don't know. He makes me really nervous, and he's the guy that hired Steve Peterson. I hate to bring that word up. and you asked the question, what could go wrong? What did Steve Peterson do? I'm nervous about this thing. I wish it was an in-state hire, somebody with Nebraska ties. Maybe I'm being all paranoid about it. Maybe I need to get another life besides Husker football. I don't know. But, no, I'm nervous. Everybody says everything should be on cruise control. You can't be an AD to come to any college and be on any, you know, cruise control thing. Tom did a lot of great things. But the guy's going to have his hands full. And one more question for Mr. Jim Langan.
All right, I'm ready for this.
Back in the day, Jim, I remember one huge victory for the Gibbon Buffaloes, and I was just reminded, what comes to your mind when I say that?
A big win for the Gibbon Buffaloes?
Yes, sir. Back in 1975, if you...
was it a win over Wood River? It would have been a win over Shelton.
It was a win over Shelton with Finney and Gangrish and Gould. In district basketball.
You know, I thank you for calling. In fact, if I'd have known you would have been reminding me of this, I'd have got you a hold of you earlier. But I do appreciate that. Yeah, that was a fun game for Gibbon to win, and it was kind of a big win for Wood River, too, because you went on and then kicked us in the finals. So, yeah, that was a big win for both of us.
Yeah, it made Wood River trip a little easier to state that year. Only thing is they got knocked out by Louisville at one point.
And then Louisville won the whole thing. So, yeah, you guys almost were state champs.
Yeah, if you remember, Louisville won every game by 1 point and had to come from behind to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
So, that was huge.
So, hey, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. We'll see if this guy from Miami will come through for it.
Thanks,
okay,
Ernie.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you do have to come in as the athletic director and keep things moving along. There's no doubt about that. He'll have to jump with both feet.
You know, I'll tell you what. You know, if he's going to have the volleyball program, which – has been very successful. Now, at Miami, I didn't really look into them. You know, I mean, I'm co-hosting the show. I wish I'd have spent a little more time. But I do know Miami baseball has been very successful. And, you know, sometimes you're successful because of your location. I think in Miami, you know, because of the weather, you're going to have a little advantage in baseball and probably golf and some other sports where, you know, just because of the weather, you're going to have that advantage. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, what maybe he can bring to the baseball program here a little bit. And maybe he's just going to leave it completely alone. Maybe that's not going to have anything to do with it. I know most of the time as activities directors, you know, I mean, you're there and make sure that everything's just kind of run properly and get the right coaches hired and let them run their programs.
No doubt. And hopefully that's what happens. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Paul Keels, the voice of Ohio State, joins us when we come back.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone, yeah.
It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell oil. Oh, no. We work to bring you big deals on oil. Right now at Advance, get a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a filter for just $20.99. Yeah, $20.99. Now, that's a deal worth getting your hands dirty for. A Valvoline oil change special at Advance Auto Parts.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
More exciting high school football comes your way Friday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, it's a top 10 battle in C1 as Kearney Catholic travels to Cozad. On ESPN 1550, Hastings will host McCook. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central travels to Minden. And on Classic Hits 98.9, a top 10 battle in C2 as Donovan Trumbull travels to Sutton. All games kick off 7 o'clock this Friday night.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area through the day today with an isolated shower, sprinkle even possible in spots. Otherwise, look for highs near 50 with a light northwest wind. Tonight, a hard freeze is possible with a low at 25. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As you get ready for a huge football weekend and playoff baseball, you're going to want to sit back and enjoy some quality food, and you can do it yourself with great items from Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend. Fire up that grill on a chilly weekend and put on some Troutman's Quality Meats, the perfect way to warm you up in this fall weather. Fresh sausage out of the smokehouse daily. They've got the USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, and of course, if you want to go all the way, the quality steaks that are aged minimum of 30 days, peak flavor and tenderness. They're absolutely awesome, and it's not going to be that far away before you start thinking about hams and turkeys for Thanksgivings, office parties. Anytime that you need something, Troutman's is there for you. They can put together a meat and cheese tray for you. You're going to a Husker game party tomorrow. Pick up a meat and cheese tray. Take it along. It's all there for you. Troutman's is a grill's best friend, whether it's steaks, whether it's the great Angus beef, whether it is the sausages. They're there for you. Open 6 days a week, including Saturday, across from the old Bob's Superstore on Highway 30. It is Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Stop by and see them. Tri-City Storm will have their home opener tonight. They welcome in Sioux City, 7:30 at the Viero Event Center. You can hear Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Paul Keels, the voice of Ohio State, going to join us in a couple of minutes. Then we're going to be chatting with Mike Perenio out in Vegas. But some games of note on the high school scene tonight. Jimmy, what are you looking at for good games? I know we've got a couple that we're going to. What else is out there?
Well, Ord and Broken Bow's kind of intriguing. That game, I think the winner of that game will probably end up getting into the playoffs. And the loser may have to stay home, but, you know, it's possible they could both get in. But the loser of this game will have a really tough first-round game, you know. The Kearney Catholic at Cozad, I think that's the premier game in the area when you look at a game right now. They're both undefeated. I just think Kearney Catholic's going to be too much for Cozad to handle. But this cold weather on the field and et cetera makes it a little interesting.
You've got to hang on to the ball tonight.
Exactly. But Kearney Catholic's defense might be way too much for Cozad. We'll see. Overton Elm Creek, I think that's a big game in eight-man football. They're both going to try to get, a home field, and the winner of that game probably will get one. I go to Fremont tonight, believe it or not, and work Kearney High.
I don't know how that works.
Isn't that something? Yeah,
that just must be how, you know, unbiased and right down the middle and always right that you are as an official.
Yeah, I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda and my co-host Jim Langan on this Friday, and we are pleased to welcome back to the program the golden tones of Ohio State football. Paul Keels is back with us as we get ready for the Huskers and the Buckeyes tomorrow. Paul, how are you today?
I'm good, Doug. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. We're getting ready for football tomorrow, and let's just put it on the line right here. This is a game that I picked against Nebraska way back in the summer. You know how it is. How's the team going to be this year? What's our record going to be this year? How's things going to go this year? I'm still not swayed. Tell me, is Ohio State good enough to be considered the 12th ranked team in the country?
That's a big question. I think that at moments they have played like that. At other moments they've played like a team that you wonder if they should even be in the top 25. Consistency has been really kind of a big question with this team. Their non-conference schedule proved to be more challenging than a lot of people thought they would be, especially their last game against UAB. But the win at Michigan State last week really turned some heads and really impressed you about what the team potentially can do. So I think, you know, if you look at something like this, playing at home, playing at night, playing against an opponent that you certainly know that this football team will be jazzed up to play, then potentially, yes, they can play like the 12th team in the country. But if you saw what they did against Central Florida, you saw what they did against UAB, you wouldn't think that.
Paul, early in the week, all the talk on this end was about Braxton Miller. I mean, for the first Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, finally on Wednesday, it started to break up into other areas of Ohio State. But let's start with Braxton. How dynamic is this young man? How much has he improved from last year?
He's improved a considerable amount, but we're still looking for consistency, more consistency. He's been a more consistent player, and I think the year experience from last year is something that he's been able to grow from. And he's been helped also, Doug, by the fact that you know, some of the players around him have improved their game. There's a little more of a consistent receiving threat or two than maybe when they were in Lincoln last year. The offensive line is probably playing better right now than they did last year. Even though they've had to deal with some injuries at the tailback spot, they've gotten some quality output from both Carlos Hyde and Jordan Hall when they been in there. So all of that has made him a better quarterback. The issue Ohio State has is how many times do you really want him running the football? You know, he had a game in the non-conference season where he ran almost 30 times, and Urban Meyer said that's too much. But he's also probably the best player on this team offensively, so they need to have the ball in his hands where he can do a lot more things. But he's better, but we're all still looking for him to continue to escalate.
Hey, this is Jim Langan. I'm co-hosting the show today. And Lionel, last year Ohio State kind of had a nice lead on Nebraska and looked like things were going really well. Then the injury to the quarterback, and then things kind of snowballed a little bit. We got some momentum. After a game like that, that's a game when you lose. The plane ride home is you're thinking about it, and you can't wait for 365 days to take on that team again. Do you feel that way a little bit? Do the Ohio State players feel that way?
Well, more than anything, after that game, they had to come home and play Wisconsin the very next week and really did an incredible job of rallying and playing so much better in that game than they did against Nebraska. A little bit of the talk about the game last year from the players has been more what they did to let themselves down, that they were the ones that blew the lead. And no disrespect to all of Nebraska, there's not a revenge factor or anything like that. It's this team looking at itself in the mirror and realizing what they did to put themselves in that position to lose that football game. So they're motivated, but I think what you really see is this team, and maybe it helped because of the game they had last week against Michigan State, it's kind of something that's out there to show how good a team they can be when they play that way. And the subtle message this week really more than anything has been to continue that from one week into the next.
Yeah, and I'm sure Ohio State's looking just like Nebraska is. You know, Nebraska lost to UCLA, and UCLA then turned around and lost to Oregon State. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Michigan State, Boise State, early in the season, everybody thought, hey, there's two really good teams going after each other. And I think everybody's pretty much in agreement that those two teams are not the level that maybe people thought they were going to be playing at. So maybe the Michigan State, Ohio State, it was a huge win, an important win to get, but just like Nebraska beating Wisconsin, probably not as big as victory as though whoever can win this game.
Yeah, I guess there's still a lot of questions laying out there about, you know, how good might Purdue be? How good might Northwestern be? You know, and Ohio State doesn't play Northwestern this year. So it kind of speaks a little bit to the Big Ten, and there just isn't that one dominant team that maybe there have been in other years, you know, that Wisconsin was last year, that Michigan State was last year. So, you know, this is really for these two teams playing tomorrow night, Ohio State and Nebraska. It's an opportunity to try and set themselves apart. But quite obviously, both of these teams come in off of great wins, but still with some questions to be answered about themselves.
Well, give me some answers on the Ohio State defense, because that has not been talked about on this end out here in Nebraska very much this week until really yesterday, talking about what the Huskers want to do. But give me a little of your thoughts on their defense.
Well, that's been the most talked about point here after the game last week, to be able to hold Michigan State, you know, to the rushing numbers they did, less than 40 yards rushing, to hold Le'Veon Bell in check. And it's a defense that there's not really a lot that's different from what, you know, maybe you guys saw last year with Luke Fickle as defensive coordinator, Mike Vrabel still there as the defensive line coach. It's a group that's got a lot of experience. It's got, you know, when you think about John Simon, Jonathan Hankins, and Nathan Williams being back playing this year after missing most all of last year, it's given them the type of push from the defensive line that you're accustomed to seeing from Ohio State. Maybe not the depth that there's been, the experience depth. The linebacking group has not played at Ohio State standards up until last weekend. Etienne Sabino and Ryan Shazier played really well. And the secondary has been one that's got a lot of athletes, that's got a lot of push for competition, and guys that have been just difference makers out there. Their stats got skewed in the non-conference season because of giving up a couple, three big plays in individual instances. It's a team that had really been bothered by poor tackling. It was improved with the exception of one big play last week against Michigan State. But it's kind of what you've expected from an Ohio State defense. Physical, aggressive. They've gone up against some opponents that have passed the ball quickly and not given them a chance to maybe rack up the type of sack yardage and numbers that you'd expect. But a defense that, more than anything, which helped them with the offense, being able to sustain some drives. This defense had to be kept out on the field like they were in the second half last year against Nebraska.
Paul Keels, voice of Ohio State, with us here for another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio as we get ready for the Buckeyes and the Huskers at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Give me a little thought on the tight end position. That was big in last year's game. I think Jake's a heck of a tight end. How's he been playing this year, and could that be a factor tomorrow?
Well, they're using him in a different position, Doug. They've kind of moved him to a hybrid H-back type of spot. Jake Stoneburner was a high school wide receiver. They converted him to tight end in college, and they're using him more as a wide receiver. And he's been an underutilized target. You know, he probably, because of the success he had early last year, has become somebody that defenses are very, very aware of. And there have been times where, you know, we've seen Braxton Miller not be as accurate throwing to Jake, and sometimes where Jake hasn't maybe made the plays that we've kind of come to expect him to make. He did make some earlier in the season against non-conference teams. What they're doing at the tight end spot now is they've got a couple of other guys, that Nick Vanette, a redshirt freshman, and Jeff Heierman, who played very little last year. And neither of those guys are really big pass-catching threats. And so what they've done is try to make them more part of the offensive line scheme because they lost three starters on the offensive line last year. But Jake Stoneburner is that guy that he can be a matchup problem if he runs the right routes, if Braxton Miller is able to find him, and if Ohio State does the other things to create offensive balance, that's going to give him an opportunity. You know, Devin Smith has shown he can be a downfield threat. Corey Brown has really stepped up and become a guy that he's made a ton of catches, but he hasn't broken one yet, shaken a tackler after first contact. If they're able to do all of those other things, and with Braxton Miller's running ability, maybe that gives Jake Stoneburner more of an opportunity somewhere down the road.
You know, when I look at things on Ohio State side, their ability to get turnovers and particularly interceptions, you know, so they can get Nebraska to throw the ball on third and long, I think that's going to be a key for Ohio State. Nebraska's big advantage I see is in the field goal kicking department. Your kicker, I mean, he's 2 for 2, but I think his longest field goal is like 26 yards. And our field goal kicker's made some big kicks over his career and, you know, is well known nationally.
Well, Drew Basil has done an outstanding job. He ended the season last year, I think, making 12 consecutive field goals. The good news is they just haven't had to use him in field goal opportunities. So don't let the 2 for 2 number, you know, be a detriment to what it is that he can do. They just haven't been in a position where they've had to use him. And I think in regard to the turnovers, Ohio State got a bunch early in the season. You know, they've come up, I think, 3 or 4 games this year where they've had fourth quarter interceptions that have killed drives by opposing teams. So they've got the ability to make that happen, to create turnovers and create problems there. And you know, one of the things that they've done is try and change a little bit of the mentality. You know, the one touchdown that Michigan State got last week, there was about half a dozen Ohio State defenders grabbing for the ball rather than trying to grab for the wide receiver, and that's what allowed him to get into the end zone. And Urban Meyer has kind of addressed that this week, that, you know, their priority has to be tackling the ball carrier and not, you know, and hoping the turnovers result out of that. But, you know, that's something that when you look at what they've done, I believe it's 7 interceptions they've gotten during the course of the year. That's a number they'll take from a defense that didn't get a great deal of turnover last year.
Paul Keels with us last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, Husker Nation starts. I know they started going out yesterday. It'll be out there in mass starting.
I thought there were some here Monday already.
they might have been. They're going to stay out there off the bye week, go to Chicago for the Northwestern game. They're gone the whole month. What's the atmosphere out there for Ohio State game day, and what do Husker fans have to make sure they do? What's the one thing they have to do when they're in Columbus for a Ohio State game?
Well, Doug, the first thing we tried to do on the air last week, Jim Lachey and I, was encourage the Buckeye fans to show the same hospitality to Cornhusker fans that we got last year when we came out there. The folks out there were so hospitable and so wonderful. It really was a great experience. And, you know, Ohio State fans have not always been that way to opposing groups, especially ones that wear maize and blue from the state up north. a night game, kind of like I'm sure it is for you guys, and we saw it last year, a night game is kind of a state fair carnival type atmosphere out here. You get a lot of people that even come and tailgate that don't have tickets to the game. It might be the only time they go. It really kind of jazzes things up. I think the fact that both of these teams are coming off emotional wins will add to that. And throw in the fact that it's the first time Nebraska's come to Columbus since 1956, there's a real uniqueness to it. I think that those folks that have come out here and will come out here will find it to be a great atmosphere. They'll find if they go in Ohio Stadium, even with all the remodeling and all of the upgrades and things like that, it's still got that traditional horseshoe shape and feeling that you've seen on TV from the 60s, 70s, and 80s and so on. And it should be just that, you know, if the game is as good a game as last year's was, if it's an exciting, close game, it certainly will make for a great experience for everybody that comes out here.
You got a feeling that Ohio State's going to win this football game?
I can't tell you that with conviction, no. But I feel like they're better equipped for the game going into it based on the way they played last week. And, you know, one of the things that Urban Meyer talked about this week, guys, is, okay, coming off of an exciting victory like that, that's when you coach them hard. That's when you really push them. You don't let them get fat and happy. You continue to push them to play and achieve the same high standard. So I'm not real good about, you know, saying if I think a team's going to win or lose. But after what they did at Michigan State, there certainly is a feeling that they're better equipped to have a chance to win this football game.
Final question, Paul. You never went off outside the football game distractions, but obviously Michigan State made some accusations last week with the film and all the things that went on. And then there was the on the other side, Michigan State maybe eye gouging an Ohio State player. The Big Ten says they did not agree with that assessment. What's the feeling on both those issues?
The feeling here is it's kind of a done deal. We didn't hear about the video thing until after the game, but it's our understanding after the fact that was put to bed before the game was even played, before the weekend even got there last weekend. So not, you know, not sure what the whole deal and what the specifics were about that. You hope that everybody has kind of looked into it and made sure that that's not something that will be a problem. And, you know, and part of what fanned that a little bit, I think that, you know, Mark D'Antonio and Jim Tressel were so close, and I think people want to kind of run with the fact that Jim Tressel's not here. And, you know, Mark D'Antonio is not that kind of a guy. He's not going to be somebody that's going to bear a grudge because of something that happened to someone else that he's close to. You know, the eye gouging thing, that little bit of the video and everything I saw, I couldn't really tell for sure. We just have to hope that, you know, the Big Ten, they got a lot more information and all of that, and at least some attention has been brought to it. Nothing you can do about it now. You just move on. Fortunately, nobody, you know, the player in question, Jonathan Hankins for Ohio State, was not hurt by it. So, you know, you move on.
Well, Paul, we appreciate the extended chat here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's always a pleasure to get your brain picked and get some knowledge on Ohio State. Looking forward to a great game tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah,
take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Paul Keels, voice of Ohio State, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and our guests taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King with two locations in Kearney, also North Platte, Cozad, and Lexington. Don't forget, over the weekend, stop by for breakfast, 6 to 11, every day at BK. We have to make a prediction very soon. Mike Perenio is going to give us some more knowledge from the Mandalay Bay. And we have Pigskin Pick'em coming up at the end of the program. I got to guard against getting that Husker Kool-Aid in my gullet here, because the closer it gets to the game, Jimmy, the more you think, well, maybe Nebraska can do it. Maybe Nebraska can do it.
You know, it's kind of interesting. Last week, we started out with some really tough plays, and it went Wisconsin's way. I mean, it's a 60-minute game. If anybody that watched the USC-Utah game last night, the first couple times USC had the ball, you know, they put themselves in a dilemma. Well, that's tough to do with USC playing on the road and then coming back and kind of, you know, winning the game. And I wouldn't say it was ever comfortable, but after making those two turnovers and setting Utah up and their crowd to go wild, and you know, there's an advantage when you're coaching and you don't have to call a play that may not work, and you're a little risk involved throwing this little screen pass out there that you're, or a reverse that you're trying to, because those things, yeah, they can go well, but they also can go real bad. I'd rather have a 14-0 lead and not have to do those plays, you know. So I think that's the one thing good about Nebraska was they kind of gave Wisconsin some stuff. They fell behind 20-6, I think it was, you know, and the next thing you know, they miss an extra point, which was huge.
Yeah.
And then, hey, you know, we kind of comfortably win the game. I mean, I'm not, when I say comfortably, I mean, there was 8 minutes to go, and now we didn't have to try anything the last 8 minutes. You know, we can just kind of sit on the lead and look like we're going
to
win.
I've heard people say that Nebraska needs to get off to a quick start. By quick start, if that means not falling behind, I agree. I'm not saying – I don't think Nebraska has to have 10 points in the first quarter of this football game. They just can't allow Ohio State to have that. If it's 0-0 at the end of the first, I don't feel bad. But again, it just depends on how it plays out. So the defense is what has to come out strong, and not necessarily because I think the offense will be there. So maybe they don't score on the first drive and barely get the ball back for a second drive. That doesn't mean they started slow.
You know, Taylor Martinez, I was really impressed with the way he played after having a couple tough turnovers that were kind of his responsibility. You know, I mean, if somebody else has the turnovers, it's not your responsibility. But, you know, he came back and led us and played with a lot of confidence. You know, he's a junior, he's a mature, he's got a lot of starts in him. That was really good to see. The USC quarterback kind of did that too last night, and I think they have him predicted to be a pretty good player too.
Barkley might be okay.
Exactly, but I think that was a real key thing, Doug, in the game. And I'm like you, I'm not necessarily thinking we have to get off to a good start. It's just that we have to get off to a start where we don't do things for Ohio State to generate offense for them.
Our friend Mike Perenio is going to join us from the Mandalay Bay in just a moment, but when you look outside, I haven't seen the weather like this very much. It almost makes you think of rain. We didn't have much of that this summer, and that's why T&L Irrigation was what you needed in your field, with their hydrostatic power delivering smooth, even water distribution by eliminating the uneven spoking pattern common to electrically powered pivot systems. It made your crop look better, grow better, and in the end, produce better. As you're out there in the field harvesting today, you know whether you need a T&L or not. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. Check them out today at TLIRR.com or visit your local T&L dealer. We head to Vegas next.
This Columbus Day at Lowe's, find 10% off major appliances, $399 or more, and $5 off gallon-sized Valspar Signature Paint via online or mail-in rebate. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases over $599 when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's to discover savings throughout the store. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid through October 8th, excludes mistints. Credit offer valid October 4th through October 8th. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities, and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area through the day today with an isolated shower, sprinkle even possible in spots. Otherwise, look for highs near 50 with a light northwest wind. Tonight, a hard freeze is possible with a low at 25. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac there for you. Big sale going on this weekend as well at Midway. They're moving out the 2012s as the 2013s are arriving. Get a great deal. Save thousands of dollars on a Chevy Silverado. Those will bust you through snow drifts and get you through mud holes and get you taken care of out on the farm or wherever you're going here in Nebraska as we get towards the winter months of 2012. So stop by today. They're there to take care of you. Whether you're looking for new or pre-owned, they are hassle-free. And the Midway Auto Credit gives consumers a choice on where to buy their next vehicle. Their auto credit treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. They've paired up with numerous corporations to make sure everything works in your favor. Midway, it's a better way. Think Midway.com and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Our Pigskin Pick'em coming up. Let's get some advice. Let's go to Las Vegas, Mandalay Bay. There's no place better. And from the Racing Sportsbook, he is our own Husker, and that is Mike Perenio. Mike, great to catch up with you again. How's things in Vegas?
Cooling off finally, Doug and Jim. I'm glad to be back talking to you guys. It's perfect weather out here.
Oh, that's exactly what's happened here, but it's going to be about 38 and breezy for kickoff tonight.
That's a little chilly.
That cuts down on your pool work. And I just, before we get into football, and we're going to talk a little baseball, last time we had you on, our friend Jimmy Langan, who's co-hosted again today, was in, and he was already sold on you, but now he's got to go. Jimmy, tell him, you're bragging.
All right, here we go. When last time you were on, you were in August, and I asked you, I said, have you got anybody that you kind of like? And you go, UNLV, you need to go under with UNLV. They can't win 3.5 games. And luckily, they played, Minnesota that first game and got beaten double overtime. So I took that one, and then you steered me to the Oakland Athletics a little bit. It said, hey, these guys got a shot. They're the one team maybe at a price that you might want to look at. So I took them, and right now I'm happy with my ticket.
Yeah, sometimes those baseball teams get hot. It helps to win the division so you don't have to play that one-game playoff that's new this year in the playoffs, which is real strange to me. I don't really know if I like a one-game playoff, but at least they don't have to go through that one-game thing. And they had to finish strong. It's always good to have a hot team going into the playoffs. Sometimes that pays off in getting through deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, and I don't mind them playing Detroit instead of the Texas, Baltimore, New York Yankee people first. You know what I mean? That side that looks a little weaker to me. If I had to pick one side or the other.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It's it's just one of those things with the new system this year. You see on ESPN that everybody's clinched a playoff berth. Well, I don't really call a playoff berth a one-game playoff.
Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Last year at this time, you guys were in Vegas worried about the St. Louis Cardinals, and it panned out. Are you worried about any team right now going all the way?
Well, it panned out for the guys that had tickets.
Well, yeah,
on them.
Yeah. Not for
you guys.
It
panned out for us. But, no, we're not exposed this year like last year, and I think that woke us up a little bit in not just us but everyone in Vegas and offshore and everywhere else that got to be a little more careful of what you post up there on teams. Actually, we did something similar in football this year after Arizona Cardinals won a couple games. We had some odds on going undefeated, and until last night, it was 1,000 to 1, and so it was a little worrisome. But it's a lot harder to go undefeated in the NFL than than win the World Series, I think.
Hey, you know, Mike, I had a question for a little bit. Is every once in a while there'll be a tendency of one team, if you can catch them and you can play them for a while, because they just happen to do one thing all the time. And I noticed, like, Marshall University, no matter who they play, they give up a ton of points. And also who they play, they score a ton of points. You know, making an over-under for Marshall, how hard is it? And what do you all go into when you do that?
Well, luckily for us, we're a little more conservative. So if it's a big spread, we don't have a lot of totals. This year we even made the move because of what happened last year, where we have far less totals than we had last year on any games. And you start getting a line on a game. We do have one on Marshall this week at 70 because the line's only 3.5. But if you got teams that score a lot and give up a lot and the line's high, then we definitely have been taken off the totals this year and they're not available. So that's one thing we do to try to control our side on it. Totals are always tough for us, even the NFL. New rules, different game. NFL's completely different. And of course, then you have a game like last night where it looked like they wouldn't get to 30 in the NFL. But it's tough to be a bookmaker sometimes, but this has been a lot better year than last year.
I was going to say, it would appear so far so good when underdogs are doing some good things. We have to ask you about what the atmosphere was like at the Mandalay Bay Sportsbook and how it affected you guys with the Green Bay-Seattle call a couple of Mondays ago.
You know what? That's, you know, it's not like the only bad call in the history of sports. it's kind of gotten blown over, and there was one place here in town that refunded tickets if you still had the ticket, if you did it by Sunday. And it was a place downtown that probably took, $2,500 worth of $10 parlays or something. They got $1 million worth of advertisement out of it for probably paying out a couple grand. We pretty much stick by the rules, and if it's in our favor, it is. If it's not, it's not, and it's a big boy game. And you start giving a way to stuff because of bad calls, and I know there was pass interference on it, but if the bases are loaded in the third inning, one of these playoff games, and a guy throws the ball in the dirt and swings, but actually foul tips it, are we going to say, well, that third inning cost them the game and refund baseball? I mean, at some point you just got to go by whoever wins the game according to the sport you're playing. If the NFL says they win, they win. if you have a bad break, you have a bad break. I've been doing this for a long time. I can't tell you how many bad breaks I've had and sports and horses. So it's just part of the game, and it's good publicity. It's a tough break for the public, but, if they win, they're not going to come win a game like that. No one's going to come to the counter and go, you know, I feel bad. I'm going to give you back your money, guys.
Yeah, I've never done that myself, to be honest.
No?
With you. One of the games that was probably you had some return money on, though, and it was kind of an interesting game. I can't remember who, you can help me out, Doug. Who did Oklahoma State play the first game of the year? And they beat them like 84-0.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, they won't have a line on that.
No, but the next week they played somebody
Florida State,
and the game got called because of lightning. Yeah. So I think the game has to go so many minutes for it to actually be official. Is that correct or not?
Yeah, everyone has house rules,
right,
that are posted on huge signs in our book, horse race rules too, just so that people know what the rules are. Generally speaking, if it ends before the last 5 minutes of the game, then it's not an official game. There was a game last year between Utah and USC where they actually college team, they changed the score on the game, and we did have to pay both sides of that game because of the fact that they actually changed the score of the game at a later date and made it official. Now, if the NFL would have changed the game, that would have, on the Green Bay game, that might have thrown something into the fire there where we would have had to do something different. But unless they change the score of the game, we're just going to go by the house rules. And they all have, there's millions of house rules. If you play a baseball total, it's got to go at least 8.5 innings if the home team is batting last. And same thing with if you bet a run line. It's got to go the, you know, 8.5 innings. And there's so many house rules. It's a good idea to keep informed on what those rules are, just so you know ahead of time.
Well, before we get to the most interesting part when we have Mike on, because we always like to have a couple of picks, what he thinks about baseball and what's going on this weekend. Mike, folks coming out to the Mandalay Bay as we get towards maybe closer to Thanksgiving, Christmas time, a fall time here. What's coming up in the near future?
Well, you know what? We've got the Breeders' Cup coming up here, so if you got some of the guys that frequent Fauner Park or any of the tracks in Nebraska that are still left running, it's a great time to come out here and play the Breeders' Cup, have some fun. It's a great time of year right now. Like I said, it's going to be in the 70s. Great time for golf out here. And, you know, we always have concerts going at our event center. We have the pool out here still that's going strong for a while yet. You really don't have to leave our hotel. We have some big changes coming up here in 2013. We're adding a Cirque du Soleil show with a Michael Jackson theme.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be an amazing show. And we're actually adding a nightclub, too. It's going to be the biggest one in Vegas with also a Cirque theme. And it's going to be like hold 5,000 people, the nightclub.
Oh, so, when will that open up about?
You know what? We're hoping they'll have that open like third month of the year. But with construction and the amount of money we spend on that, things, it's better to get it right than open up beforehand. But, you know, it's basically we are a resort. And if you stay here, you know, there's no reason to go outside or even leave. We have everything.
That's great. And I wonder how a guy might get a VIP ticket to opening night. But we'll worry about that at a later stage right now. Mike Peredio with us for just another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show from Mandalay Bay in Vegas. We'll start with baseball, Michael. Who do you like? What are the odds telling you?
You know what? The odds in the baseball are surprising still, and it has a lot to do with this one-game playoff thing. You know, I'm like you. I kind of got some money riding on the Oakland A's, and they're only 5-1 now. And when you consider the Yankees are 4-1, that shows you, even though they're a bunch of no-name Moneyball type team, they've got a lot of respect from the odds makers being at 5-1. The playoff teams that have any decent odds right now are the ones that have to go to the one-game playoffs today. And be honest with you, I would like to take, if out of the odds between them all, the Braves are 10-1, the Cardinals are 15-1, and the Orioles are 10-1. You know, out of the three highest odds, I think I'd lean towards Baltimore. I mean, they play in that tough Eastern division, almost got a chance to beat the Yankees for the pennant. If I had to take one other than ride my Oakland A's, I would think Baltimore right now 10-1 is not a bad deal.
I think you're right too. And you know, I think Baltimore maybe has seen better pitching, you know, down the stretch. The Yankees last 10 games have been against some weaker pitchers, and so has the Detroit Tigers. You know what I mean?
The Tigers played the Royals. Come on, that's solid, Jimmy. You know better than that. You know better than that. Football before we let you go too, Michael. What's the hot one for this weekend?
You know what? One more thing on Baltimore, you know, they're playing Texas, and if you saw anything, what happened to Texas at the end of the year, even the last game, dropping fly balls, they've got to be reeling a little bit. But in football, you know, this week, the only play that really stood out to me this week was the Cleveland Browns getting the 9 points. I'm a big underdog player, and that's been a good year for me this year because of playing the underdogs. There's a lot of tough games out there today. The Eagles are getting 3.5, although if you're waiting for them to show up, you never know if they're going to show up. But the thing that impressed me with the Eagles is they were winning games with 4 or 5 turnovers. If they ever can get that straightened out and get Vic where he gets any time at all, they're still a good team, and I even like their chances as the season goes on, maybe to get things turned around and maybe get a decent odds on them to win the NFL. But, you know, the Falcons look tough this year, too. The only good odds right now as far as winning at all in the NFL that I see out there, I'm a big believer in defense. So teams like the Jets and the Seahawks, they're both 40-1. I've always thought all along that the Jets are playing through time here, trying to just get in the playoffs. They've had some key injuries at cornerback, and Holmes is out now. But those can be replaced, and I think they're sitting on Tebow. You know, they don't want to play him this early. At some point, maybe they're going to have to start playing him to make sure they get in the playoffs. But my feeling all along was they'd wait it out and try to get to the playoffs and then really use Tebow a lot and not get him hurt early in the year when they don't need him. But with these injuries, they might be forced to use him earlier. But those teams with defense at 40-1, if you're going to take a shot, those are the kind of teams I like to take shots with.
Hey, you know, in college football, I've kind of been over the last few years, I try to go online and find out who everybody else, if there's a majority of the people, like 80% is on one side and only 20 on the other. And then I always take the side because I think people are going to be usually wrong, and it seems to work that way. But what I came up with, and tell me how you feel about that, I came up with Texas Tech. They're about 4.5 points, you know, playing Oklahoma. Kansas, only 2% of the people are taking Kansas, and they're playing Kansas State. It's 24.5. And the reason I kind of like Kansas is, you know, they played Northern Illinois tough and actually had Rice beat and ended up losing both games. And Kansas State, everybody saw it on national TV that they beat Oklahoma. So I think maybe I got a shot there. Do you have a feeling about that, or am I dead wrong?
No, I'm a huge believer. I not so much how much money's bet on, but like you, how many people have bet it. Of course, I have the advantage. I can look in there and see if there's a, you know, 500,000 bet on a game and it's two people, that doesn't mean much to me. But if there's 10,000 tickets on one side of a game and 100 on the other, that 100 looks awfully good to me when I'm playing. And the farther the disparity, the higher percent of the time you're going to win. So I'm a big believer in that, especially with underdogs, because that's almost 99% of the time when you get one-way action on one team, the action's going to be all on the favorite. And you don't see very often where 95% of the people take an underdog.
Never, never. That's why the lights are bright in Vegas at the Mandalay Bay. And, Michael, thanks, as always, for giving us your time on Fridays here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Can't wait to get back out there.
Always love being on the show. I appreciate it. And I really thanks a lot, because we have fans come out here all the time and mention they listen to you guys and introduce themselves, and I appreciate that.
Well, let's get a few more out there, especially for the Breeders' Cup. Mike, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You got it.
Mike Perenio, he's the best from the Mandalay Bay. And, yes, folks, if you're going out to Vegas, go to the Mandalay Bay, especially the horse players. But anything they've got going on, stop by, see Mike Perenio at the Race and Sportsbook. He's got a variety of different ways to take care of you, because they do that from time to time out in the Sin City. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And when we do take this break, we'll be back with our Pigskin Pick'em. Get ready, because $100 in gift cards from Cunningham's up for grabs if you can beat us. Just by getting the trivia question right, you'll get the large combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, two locations in Hastings and also Top of the Hill in Kearney. You'll also be entered in our season-ending giveaway of the Super Bowl party from Cunningham's and the 70-inch HD TV, which is on display at Cunningham's right now, and that is from Russell's Appliance. Folks, all of that is coming up. Here is your trivia question. Again, you get one shot at us, so if you've already been on, then you've been on. You've had your shot. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number, and our trivia question today has to do with Ohio State football. Since 2000, Ohio State has lost how many home games? How many home games has Ohio State lost since 2000? If you know the answer or just want to guess, call now. 888-455-ESPN. How many home games has Ohio State lost since 2000? The winner goes up against Jimmy and I in Pigskin Pick'em next.
Like surprises? Not when it comes to keeping your car running. That's why it's no surprise people go to Napa. With more than 400,000 quality parts and the know-how to back them all up, Napa is the difference between getting it right the first time and getting it right eventually.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
400,000 quality parts and one catchy song.
Napa know-how! Napa know-how!
Okay, Greeny, here's the situation. There's 2 minutes on the clock. You got to score a hotel room now. Run the play.
What? Goalie, did you play without a helmet?
Hey, I'm talking La Quinta in the two-minute drill.
What two-minute drill?
LQ's instant hold. Just use your smartphone and punch in your phone number. You'll hold a room tonight in under 2 minutes. Well, really more like a few seconds.
So really it's more like a few seconds drill.
There's no few seconds drill in football.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take our business.
Instant hold your next day on your smartphone at LQ.com.
The breeze whips into a storm tonight.
This is Jared Schaffran, the voice of the Tri-City Storm. The Storm have been busy preparing for their home opener tonight against Sioux City. Be sure to tune in as they look to use that home ice advantage to get their first victory of the new season.
Pre-game at 6:45 on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. It's the Tri-City Storm's home opener against Sioux City.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sport shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
Saturday, Landry Jones leads Oklahoma into Lubbock for a tussle with Texas Tech. Hi, this is Brad Sham of Dial Global Sports. Join Hall of Famer Rod Woodson and me live from Jones Stadium as the Red Raiders host the Sooners. Texas Tech is undefeated, and Oklahoma tries to get back on track after a tough loss to Kansas State 2 weeks ago. Oklahoma, Texas Tech, right here.
Followed by West Virginia, Texas, and Washington, Oregon, Saturday on ESPN Radio. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to vote on our poll question over the weekend. Do you like Major League Baseball's new one-game wild card playoff format, which is going on today? Cardinals, Braves, and Orioles, and Rangers. Yes, no, the team should play a best of three, or no, the old format was just fine. I don't know. I don't like the one-game deal. So I don't know if I would say no, the old format was fine, or no, the team should play a best of three. It would really, I guess, I could take the best of three. I like that there's an extra team, but I don't want to be playing baseball in mid-November either. My idea was we get this thing done before October goes. Give October the whole month of playoffs. I got no problem with that. What do you think? Or are you going to wait and see what happens here?
Well, you know, I think the one thing is a lot of teams were still alive in the playoff hunt, and that filled a little more stadiums up. You know, in September, people can go to a game, go, hey, we got a shot to win this. We got a chance. Tampa Bay had a chance in the American League for a long time. Yeah. You know, the Angels were in the hunt for a little bit, and I think it's going to keep more people alive, and these games are going to be, you know, a little intriguing about who's going to get in there. How exciting was it for Texas and Oakland? Hey, they were both in.
Oh yeah,
but now they're playing for a home. That was a really important three-game sweep. I guess, you know, just looking at it that way, it's too bad it's a one-game thing.
Yeah.
But if it's three games, that team's losing a lot more pitching, and the other team just is sitting there waiting.
What'll make it unexciting is if it's 8-0 somebody after two innings today. Hey, yesterday's poll question, which wild card team is the biggest threat to win it all? And 53% of you voted for the Rangers. 20% each had the Cardinals and Orioles, and I must have been the only one that voted for the Braves. That was it. Let's do it. It is time for Pigskin Pick'em. Already winning a large combo meal from Big Daly's Deli in Hastings or Kearney is Brett from Axtell, and he joins us on the program today. At stake, he's already in for the HDTV and for the Super Bowl party, but $100 in gift cards could go in as well because we have not had a winner the last 4 weeks. I can't believe it myself, and I have a really horrible feeling about my selections this week. So, Brett, how's it going?
Not too bad.
Well, great to have you on the program. Let's get things underway. We start with tonight's game, Pittsburgh at Syracuse. Who you got?
I'll take Syracuse.
Jimmy, who you got?
I'll take Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pittsburgh had such an embarrassing – I don't know what to do. Syracuse played USC closed. Pittsburgh had a very embarrassing loss at the beginning of the year, but they have found a way to get better, and I'm going to take Pittsburgh. Virginia at Duke. Jimmy, who you got? I don't know why we're picking this game.
I don't either. You selected it. Is this NCAA basketball? No. I'm taking Duke.
I am going – Duke just had a big – I'm taking Virginia. How about you, Brett?
I'll go with Duke.
Virginia Tech at North Carolina. All of a sudden, Virginia Tech is losing football games. I don't understand why. I'm taking Virginia Tech. I've got three road teams. Who do you got, Brett?
North Carolina.
That's who I'll take. I'll take North Carolina.
I like the strategy. Brett's going against all of my picks so far, so he should probably 3-0. UCLA at Cal. Who's for real here? Jimmy, who you got?
I'm going to take the home team, California. And I don't know if they're for real, but that's who I'm taking.
Who do you like in this one, Brett?
I'll go with UCLA.
Oh, I'm going to take UCLA as well. Keep the road theme going. Arizona at Stanford. And I will take Stanford in this football game. How about you, Jimmy?
I'm taking Stanford.
And Brett?
We'll make it a sweep. I'll take Stanford, too.
Northwestern at Penn State. Who do you like in this one, Brett?
Northwestern.
Jimmy?
I'm going to take Penn State.
I'm taking Penn State as well. It's time for Northwestern to cool down, and I just really think Penn State is just a bounce away from being undefeated right now. I still have said that this is a good football team. Okay, here's the line that surprised me. It's a field goal line. Michigan at Purdue. This is where we find out. Is Purdue for real and Michigan a dud? What do you think, Jimmy? Michigan at Purdue.
I'm going to pick Michigan.
Yeah, I'm taking Michigan. Brett?
I've got to go with Michigan.
LSU at Florida. I'm taking Florida. Who do you like, Brett?
LSU.
Jimmy?
I'm going to stay with him in LSU.
Two games left. And tomorrow night here on ESPN Radio, West Virginia is at Texas. I can't believe Oklahoma and Texas Tech, when I put this up, it was like a touchdown, more than a touchdown, and now you're saying it's down to like 5 points, isn't it? I didn't put that one on here. West Virginia at Texas. Who do you like, Jimmy?
I'm taking the Longhorns.
Brett?
Texas.
Well, I can't root for Texas, so I'm going to take West Virginia.
I'm going to take Texas. That way you can be a winner, Brett, because I don't think West Virginia's played anybody, and they're getting way too much pub from last week. And now, where game day is tomorrow, Georgia, South Carolina. Both teams have a lot of studs out there. Who do you got, Brett?
South Carolina.
Jimmy, I am taking Georgia. I like that their defense is a little bit better maybe in this football game. Who do you like?
I think I'm going to take South Carolina.
All right. That takes us to the tiebreaker, which may be needed this week. Total points, Nebraska. Let's see. Who did you take, Brett? I didn't circle it. He took South Carolina.
On which one?
On Georgia, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Okay. Now, total points, Nebraska, Ohio State. First, Brett, do you think Nebraska wins, and what's the total points in the game?
I say we win 24-21.
45 points for Brett. Jimmy, what is your prediction? Usually we just take the points, which is all that matters here. What's your prediction?
Of the final score of the game?
And that'll also be your,
Okay, I'll go Nebraska 28, Ohio State 21. That'll be 49 points.
I got to go just a little bit above that. I think it's going to be so Brett will have the low in this. I think there's going to be some points scored in this game. Wisconsin is not good, and they put 30 up despite the turnovers. I get that. And Nebraska was limited because of the turnovers. I just haven't changed my mind. I think Ohio State wins this football game. And you know what? I'm going to make it cruel. I'm going to go it's 30 to. I was going to say 36-30, which was the UCLA score. So I'm going to go with that. 36-30, Ohio State. Brett, congratulations on what you've won already. Good luck on the pursuit of the $100 in gift cards from Cunningham's. Enjoy the game.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Brett. Stell joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, I hope I'm wrong. It's so much more fun when Nebraska wins.
Well, it's more fun. We're coming in here.
Of course, it's more Monday and Tuesday talk on this radio program as well.
It'll be a lot more fun for the people in Nebraska. I don't know about the people at Ohio State's going to have that much more fun talking about it, because I think if Ohio State wins this game, I think they'll go undefeated. Their schedule, they've got a couple nice games at home, and their schedule is set up for them to go undefeated if they can win this game. But for Nebraska, it's a huge game for us, but we still got a lot of work to do continue this.
Both teams have bye weeks next week. They have Indiana. We're off.
So, that's what I was thinking. So, we probably won't do too bad against Indiana this year, will it?
No, we don't even get to play them or Illinois or Purdue. Don't forget, folks, 2 o'clock pregame tomorrow on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, kickoff at 7. It's also on ABC, same television crew as last week, and, of course, same great radio crew as every week. Final thought here, the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame has their induction ceremonies Sunday. Eric Crouch goes in from Gibbon, Ginger Keller Mark. She's going in, obviously. There's your tie-in.
Yeah, she's a tremendous athlete from Gibbon. You know, I coached basketball, boys basketball at Ravan at this time. She was playing at Gibbon. We played a game in the Lou Platt Conference championship game. And the boys game was first. The girls game was second in the championship game. We had a pretty good team that year. You couldn't get a ticket hardly. I mean, the place was packed. And then they weren't there to see us play. They were the Centura Gibbon girls. So, yeah. And she was a tremendous player. And then I got to referee her quite a bit when she played at UNK. So I've known her for a long time. Great athlete. One of the best players I saw ever getting the ball from 2 foot from the hoop and turning around and scoring almost every time.
She was like Jade Meads is the one that I will reference from Elm Creek. There'd be six people in the lane, her and the five defenders, and she'd score.
Yeah,
it just didn't matter.
Got to referee Jade Meads a lot, too. She was, just like you said. She had a way just to jump and get up and take it up with authority.
Also going in, you've got Kevin Penner out of Aurora. You've got the Spickelmeyer sisters out of Hayes Center that are going in. Also former Husker Cluster Johnson, Jason Glock. Some people know him from his coaching. Obviously, we remember him from the Wahoo days and the great basketball teams they had. Ogallala volleyball coach Steve Morgan is going in. Del Schoenfisch from Cambridge. So many more. Congratulations to all of those. The ceremonies are Sunday, and that goes on at the Lead Center in Lincoln. So congratulations to all of the athletes, the contributors, the officials, the coaches. It has been a very busy Doug and Daddy show today. Jimmy Lankin, thanks for coming in, buddy. We'll see you next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday will be a great time.
Come on, team. I think you're going to have to pull me through on Pigskin Pick'em this week.
Hey, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Doug. If you beat me this week, I'm taking you out for lunch. If you beat me again, I just feel like I owe it to you. So I'm going to take you out for lunch. And, you know, I'll take you someplace, and I'll go through the drive-thru, and I'll order. We won't get in a fight with anybody.
Ouch. Ouch. I'm like the offense, the defense. You're the defense. You got to come through this week for us. Folks, we want to thank Mike Perenio from the Racing Sportsbook. He is the director of the Racing Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Also to the voice of Ohio State, Paul Keels, for joining us on the program today. On Monday, more on Nebraska's new athletic director, and we'll recap the weekend in sports. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is Doug Duda for Jim Langan saying thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.